Right, Bill's in Belfast, first call of the day. Thank you, Keith. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, it's a very sad day for the people of Northern Ireland. The First Minister has broke his word. And not only that, he has done it in Stormont. So how can the people of Northern Ireland have any faith in the First Minister? How can the nationalist parties go in this Thursday and negotiate with them when no one of them come out to say, but I think there's only one thing left for the First Minister to do, and that's do the honourable thing and resign.
Well, he would say, wouldn't he, that he hasn't broken his word. He has delayed implementing his word, is what he would say.
Of course he will, but the ordinary man in the street knows he gave his word, and he went back on it.
He also gave his word publicly, by the way. So what that means is the DUP did not just give a commitment to Sinn Féin. And at the end of the day, a commitment is a commitment. But the DUP also gave a promise to the people of this country. And as we stand today, they are breaking that promise.
That's correct. They will not honour their deal. How can anybody vote for them? I think the only thing left for Mr. Robinson is to do the honourable thing and resign. He broke his word. He said he would honour an agreement, and he didn't do it, and not for the first time. The letter from America, remember that? So how can any nationalist party sit down and do a deal when maybe the next day, no, we're not doing that, but he's no other option. He has to do the right thing, and we're saying he broke his word to the people of Northern Ireland as well.
Well, you've heard the DUP's reasoning. They will now only keep their word if Sinn Féin keep theirs.
But that's spin. That's all spin. Sure, what are they going on Thursday for? Sure, according to the First Minister, Thursday's only a circus. He broke his word to the people of Northern Ireland. He never honoured his deal. He has broke what he promised. So there's only one thing for him left to do, and that's resign. He can't be trusted with the future of Northern Ireland if he breaks his deals. He does. It's as simple as that.
Bill, thank you. Leonard and Lurgan. Morning, Leonard.
Hello, Stephen. Before I like to say, and I say, Stephen, you had Sammy Wilson on there, and the people were looking to talk to Sammy Wilson, and you talked to him there for about 15 minutes, and he answered the same question 20 times. So, I wanted to get on to talk to Sammy Wilson because the DUP made an agreement with Sinn Féin about Long Cash and a place for the Republican prisoners. And they went back on that as well. That's what Sammy Wilson should have been told. They've already made an agreement and they went back on it. So they'll go back on agreements every time. And then you're on to Sammy. Sammy was the finance minister in 2013. Now, I don't know what the name was you said. He stood up in Parliament and said 750 million or something.
Jim Shannon.
Jim Shannon.
Yeah, so but this is all over the place. Let's stay on one subject.
All right, but it's the same. It's just going back to Sammy. Sammy said that he would have. You said Sammy would be having a word with him. Sammy should have had a word with him in 2013 because he was the finance minister then. So he should have known that his DUP colleague was telling lies in Westminster.
Well, you call it lies. Sammy would say that's a mistake.
Well, they always.
You can't use word like lies now. Come on.
That's all right. It was a wee lie mistake. He wasn't familiar with the truth. Put it like that. He's not familiar with the truth.
It was a mistake. Let's concentrate, shall we, on the fact that we now have no speaker. The Assembly has no speaker.
No speaker.
What does this say, Leonard? What does this say to you about the DUP?
The DUP can't be trusted. Like as I said, when they went back on the ward on the long cash thing, welfare reform wasn't on the go when they went back on the mistake in... Long cash. Maybe they'll bring that
yes,
in.
Yes, it was.
That they were thinking about welfare reform. So, like, they make mistake after mistake. What does this say to you
about the DUP when they make a public promise and now they're, at best delaying it, at worst, welching?
I really don't trust the DUP in Anaheim because the majority of them are, Christian bigots.
Well, they would emphatically deny that.
They would emphatically deny that.
Michael in Belfast. Morning, Michael. Can we stop personalising this, by the way, with such terrible slurs on people? Michael in Belfast, not there. Angel, morning, Angel. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Terrible, thank you. Carry on, Angel.
Okay, it's like a comical show going on up at Stormont at the minute. I mean, the politicians here are just such an embarrassment. Any other country, they would never be allowed to run things the way they do up there.
Okay, Angel, thank you.